For the squirrels, 4 bags of peanuts, and a song. When I was 3 or 4, I found out about squirrels, but also that they don't want to have anything to do with me, like, at all. Even so, in my mind, they are still the fastest and the loveliest creatures on Earth. And this Christmas, I bought them 4 bags of peanuts and composed a song. I will mention that I noticed one of the squirrels became so happy that after she finished her lunch and began burying the rest, her first hiding spot was just on top of a handrail. It wasn't so much of a hiding spot, even though she tried for all her might. It was more like a peanut display. Good for her, I say. There's about 15 of them where I live, 3 or 4 different tribes. I made sure to scatter the peanuts in different places as not to upset anyone in particular. I left myself a handful of peanuts too, so for a bit we all loudly munched together. While I composed for the squirrels before, it was a medieval song. I composed it specifically for the Syrian Monastic Brotherhood of Poor Fellows and Crusader Knights. But I think the squirrels around here prefer drums. As always, I must warn you, don't play this song around actual squirrels, unless you want things to get weird. I mean, really weird. Just don't do it. This is a song that uses drums from all around the world. It actually tries to avoid high-pitched sounds in hopes of letting the drums shine through. Rather than a repetitive pattern of melodies, each part of the song is new and never repeats. This allows for the song to flow and evolve rather than repeat bit by bit. While this song still carries at a reasonable speed, it actually runs at 280 beats per minute, allowing me to interject 2 samples in the beat sequencer where there usually is just room for 1. Here is the full song. Enjoy.